With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Bracing for Hurricane Milton in Apollo Beach, Florida, Marlon Oaks was filling up his gas tank in preparation.
I was able to get some gas yesterday, but then they ran out, so now I'm trying to get gas here again. And, you know, long lines, trickling gas pumps.
Milton expected to be a Category 3 storm when it makes landfall tonight. Meantime, as Bernie Bennett reports, some fear the destruction left behind by Hurricane Helene could alter the outcome of the presidential election, given the storm's impact on a battleground state.
Far more Republican than Democratic voters live in the part of North Carolina that was devastated in late September by the historic hurricane that tore through the mountains and valleys surrounding Asheville. With less than a month until voters decide between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump, state election officials are putting procedures in place to make it easier for those affected by the storm to vote. Residents in the region remain without electricity and water. North Carolina's election officials said Monday that it has affected early voting, absentee voting, and election day procedures. In a phone briefing Monday afternoon, state election officials said up to 10 of 62 early voting sites across the region could be reduced due to damage from the hurricane or road closures. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A big announcement from President Biden on Tuesday came 10 years after the Flint, Michigan water crisis. The president says his administration is requiring cities to make new safety precautions.
I'm announcing a new rule written into law from the Environmental Protection Agency that requires water systems across America replace lead pipe service in every single one in America within 10 years. Must be done. I want that rule in the law no matter who's president. It matters.
The president says a new policy will ensure that drinking water is safe for all Americans. This is SRN News. All over America, there's a war over how culture has negatively impacted people of faith. But Christian nonprofit legal organization First Liberty Institute is ramping up efforts to defend Americans in their workplaces. Nathan Shackelford is spokesman for the F3 program launched this past April by First Liberty. And he says there are multiple challenges facing believers in their places of employment.
Hey, I work for this big company. What can I do with my faith? If they're asking me to work every Sunday, is there a way that I can ask for religious accommodation? Or, hey, if I'm a nurse and I don't want to perform any kind of abortion-related procedures, is there a way that I can not do that? And so in the workplace, knowing what your rights are and knowing when your faith comes into conflict in your work, what you do to resolve that.
Shackelford adds that from job sites to college campuses, his group is ready to protect religious freedoms throughout the United States. More information is at the website firstliberty.org. This is SRN News. Correspondent Norman Hall reports a former aide to New York Mayor Eric Adams faces charges in connection with a federal investigation.
A former New York City official has been charged with witness tampering and destroying evidence in a sweeping federal investigation that led to Mayor Eric Adams' indictment. Adams is accused of taking bribes and illegal campaign cash from foreign interests. Mohamed Bahi, who resigned Monday as the mayor's liaison to the Muslim community, faces accusations including deleting phone app communications with Adams. The mayor praised Bahi for his community work but steered clear of the latest allegations.
He has attorneys. Let his attorneys handle his case.
Adams, who has pleaded not guilty, has vowed to stay in office and seek re-election next year. I'm Norman Hall.
Pepsi has lowered its organic revenue forecast for the year. That's after U.S. consumers continue to pull back on snacks and drinks. More on these stories at srnnews.com.